The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
As Jesus was teaching in the temple area, he said, "How do the scribes claim that the Christ is the son of David? David himself, inspired by the Holy Spirit, said, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I place your enemies under your feet.' David himself calls him Lord, so how is he his son?" The great crowd heard this with delight. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone. In today's first reading, we hear of Tobiah and how Raphael, an angel, helped his family. You know, sometimes we get this notion in our heads that angels only help during momentous occasions, like in today's reading, or when God sent an angel to guide Moses, or when God had an important message to give to Mary. But that's not entirely true. Angels aren't only active in big moments in salvation history. In fact, the Council of Trent tells us that angels act constantly in the personal lives of humanity, because God in his providence has given to the angels the mission of guarding the human race and of coming to the help of each of us. Angels are yet another way in which God shows us his goodness. They help, encourage, and strengthen us. They attract us towards all that is good and encourage us to have trust and serenity in the Lord. My brothers and sisters, it's important then that we give thanks to God for our guardian angels, and especially for their daily service to us. Angels are a gift from God, and they're important in our daily lives. I can't tell you how many times where, you know, just driving, you know, near miss, and it's the holy angels protecting us. So give thanks for your guardian angel today.